Saturday, October 21st at Camp David. President had me over this morning, making the point that we should work on a plan for some assistance to senatorial candidates that might have a chance. He had specifically in mind Hirsch in South Dakota, Tower in Texas, Domenici in New Mexico, McClure in Idaho, Chafee in Rhode Island, Thompson in Georgia, Bartlett in Oklahoma, and Helms in North Carolina, and suggested that he do audio tapes for all of them. So we're developing a plan for that. He's still concerned about the FBI thing, thought that maybe we ought to get a story out by an Ehrlichman leak saying the president's seriously considering him for director, that that might give him some pause. Got into his press concern based on Ben Bradley's comments and some of the others. Hugh Seide saying that we have a bad press in, that he's concerned that we don't want a majority of the press in an angry concentration determined to destroy us, that we can't fight them all. We've got to pick our worst enemies and then put on a show with the rest. He feels, for example, that Ehrlichman or someone should talk to Molyneux because he can be useful and we shouldn't lose him. We should give him some exclusives and find a way to feed him. Haig called at midnight to say they'd had a breakthrough finally, that he'd had the flash cable from Kissinger saying he was keeping his original schedule, that would be going on the other stops with two's support, and that we'd go ahead with the announcement on the 27th. He then sent some instructions for the other side and for the Russians. He's gone on to Phnom Penh. Haig is very enthusiastic, feels we have a first-rate agreement now with Laos and Cambodia, and that the president's message to Tu via Henry probably did it. End of October 21st.